This right here is the Reddit Explains Conspiracy, Controversy, and the Unknown podcast. We're your hosts,
Sam Wilder
and Addie Love.
We're going to dive into the deepest recesses of Reddit with content every day.
Yep, it's going to get a little weird.
And a little spooky.
And we're excited to get going.
Let's do it.
Hey guys, we're back on r/creepyencounters. I told you that I've been on this sub a lot, so here we are.
Not a bad thing.
No, it's not, is it? This is posted by Fruit Medley with the 3 as an E. Cute. And I like that. Me too. It's titled Creepy Roommate / Family Member. Okay. So this is going to be a long one about my creepy uncle who used all kinds of weird technology to spy on anyone he could, including my family and I. So, my family of 5 happily welcomed my uncle, who is my mom's brother, into our home as a roommate a little over 10 years ago, maybe even longer. We'll call him David for the purpose of this post. David, a 40-plus-year-old male, at the time was at first kind, hardworking, and to himself for most of the years he spent in our home. He's always been really interested in technology and spyware. If it had a camera or could listen and record, he was highly interested in it. He was pretty private about his room and computers, and we never invaded his personal space because he never gave us a reason to. As time passed, I'd say 6 years, we noticed his behavior got a little more introverted and private. He was extremely depressed and paranoid, but refused to address these issues, so we left him alone for the most part. As far as I know, he was involved in chat rooms and listening devices. He started drinking pretty heavily and would sometimes steal my mother's prescription pills to catch a high. Again, these things were pretty touch and go, and no one in the household really knew how to address his worsening behavior. My dad would occasionally question him and his actions. We don't allow alcohol in the home because my dad used to struggle with substance abuse himself and has been living sober for quite some time now. Anyways, we gave him an ultimatum. Stop drinking or leave. This worked for some time, but he would just hide from us when he drank, lock himself in the basement room for hours, sometimes even days. We knew he was drinking, though, because at random hours of the day, you could hear anger-fueled screams come from his room in the basement level, or loud techno music that would bump at 12 a.m.
Yikes.
The last 2 years specifically have been really hostile and strange between him and our family. Anytime he would return home, he'd be highly intoxicated and ready for bed. None of us would interfere because it wasn't uncommon to get into an argument with him about his odd behavior and heavy drinking. He became really hostile towards myself, a 19-year-old female at the time, and father, 45-year-old plus. He would purchase a lot of strange devices designed for listening or watching, which made us all intensely uneasy and on edge. It was creepy. My father told me once that he came home with these new sunglasses and excitingly told my dad that they were really great for watching people and that he'd spent the whole day at the park lurking on strangers. I do not believe he had any malicious intent toward anyone, but his fascination with spying was honestly unnerving and a big red flag. We demanded he leave and seek residence elsewhere, gave him a deadline, and even offered him help finding a new place to live. He ignored us for weeks and pretty much refused to leave our home. My mother did not know how to handle the situation, especially because it was her brother. She feels like we've betrayed family or forsaken him. Anyways, it wasn't uncommon to find small, strange devices around the house that were absolutely unexplainable, if you've never seen them before. Things like movement tracking devices, infrared cameras, or mics that would record any audio that occurred in the room it was placed in. He also had control over our Wi-Fi, and I'm positive he had access to our browser search histories or Wi-Fi-related information in general. If we confronted him about his behavior or asked him to pack up and leave, he would threaten us. I see everything you do. I heard what you said the other night. Kind of examples of what he would say. Although, never knowing what kind of information he was trying to blackmail us with, we were all very uncomfortable with the idea of our privacy being breached. Not having anything to hide, though, his threats were pretty hollow and ineffective. My dad wanted to test David and see if he was using devices at our home while he was away from the house. My dad would wait for David to leave in the morning and go to work. My dad would shut off the Wi-Fi, sometimes even the power breaker, to see if he would react away from the house, while away from the house. Sure enough, David would return to our house immediately and question him, "Why is the Wi-Fi off? Why is the power off?" My dad would ask him how he knew the Wi-Fi had been off while he was away from the home. Strange behavior, needless to say. Each time my dad did this, he would return to the house immediately to recover the Wi-Fi and his devices. If he was home and the Wi-Fi went down, this man would have the ultimate tantrum. Everyone would undergo serious interrogation and be bombarded with accusations involving the Wi-Fi not working. He began threatening my dad specifically and would show him this weird spyware he purchased. David would place the device against the wall and could hear anyone speaking through the home. So much as faint whispers could be heard from the device. David wanted us to know that he could hear everything we were doing. It was a scare tactic in order for him to remain in the house with us. When he continued to refuse to leave our home after Ben given a proper eviction notice, we had to seek assistance from the police/court to have him legally removed from our home. We also changed all the locks in our home to prevent any unwelcome visits from David. Anyways, he's been out of our home for nearly 6 months, and we're still experiencing strange things that have all of us on the edge of our seats. Strange faint beeps from different areas of the house. Unknown Bluetooth devices that are supposedly 10 meters or less away. And wires that run are all around the house. I think we're all just paranoid from his constant spying over the years, but sometimes I still come across strange, unidentifiable devices around the home. Most of them look inactive and not in use, but I end up smashing them regardless. David tried to insist we keep his Wi-Fi in service after he left, but we have no interest in using his Wi-Fi and immediately removed his router from our home.
Yes.
I discovered that David had climbed through one of our backyard basement windows into the home at some point. I only noticed someone had been in the backyard because of fresh snow, which revealed his enormous boat-like footprints. The night that the snow fell, no one was home until later hours. My brother had moved out nearly 2 months before. My mother returned home from work at 3 a.m. My dad returned home around 12 a.m. My sister had been staying at a friend's for the weekend, and I returned home at 7 a.m. after work. I go into the backyard every day to throw a ball with the dog, and when I came across the prints, I immediately felt scared, because no one in my family wears a size 12 shoe. And after questioning everyone in the home, they all assured me they had not been in the backyard as of last night. It was obvious that someone, most likely David, had entered our home through the backyard. What for? We don't know. We haven't found any changes in our home since his unwelcome entry. We have filed a restraining order against him for safety measures, but to no avail, he's still spamming my mother with cryptic texts and threats over the phone. We're so thankful that David is no longer in our home, but somehow, he's still traumatizing us with his all-seeing eyes. Something about the techie, and it's like, you don't know where his hidden cameras are.
Yeah, I don't.
What the heck do you do?
I don't even know.
Well, that's the story I've got for you guys today. Stay safe. Hopefully your relatives stay sane, but they don't always. So good luck if they do. Go crazy. Well, we'll catch you guys tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.
See ya.